So, New Mexico, like you said, it's pretty conservative. What are the like gay marriage laws, or are there any gay marriage laws in New Mexico?
Well, it's illegal in the state of New Mexico to receive a gay marriage. You can't receive a marriage license if you're a gay couple. That being said, my town, especially Santa Fe, is a haven for lesbian couples. We have very many lesbians in my town. Generally, we get along pretty well. Although my state is a very conservative Republican state, I live in kind of an enclave of liberalism. And I have issues with it, and I think that this is pretty standard for most Republicans. I have religious issues with it and kind of moral issues with gay marriage. I personally don't think it's right. I think that marriage between a man and a woman is something that's more than just a legal contract, but it's an important kind of moral connection that you have. And I think that it should still be legal to marry another man or another woman.
That's interesting. I think the opposing view, but like I said, I'm from Kentucky, very conservative. So, yeah, gay marriage isn't legal in Kentucky, and actually, homosexuals are really largely discriminated against in my state. But personally, I think homosexuals should be allowed to marry. And actually, I saw a really funny Facebook status about supporting gay marriage, and it said, you know, some stars have 9 divorces, and Britney Spears was married for 55 hours. So saying that there's a sacredness to marriage is kind of an oxymoron since it's been bastardized so much over the next or the last couple of years. So it's an interesting issue. Definitely something we'll have to talk about more. But what are your ideas on abortion?
Also, they're similar to gay marriage. Abortion is against my religion. I have very strong convictions against abortion. I think that it's basically murdering a child. It doesn't matter what stage of development the baby's in. A live person is still a live person, and I think it's immoral to abort a child. Also, I think it's problematic because it's just a way to cover up your mistakes. You did something wrong. Maybe it's not immoral, but you screwed up. You don't want to have to suffer the consequences for something that you did. And I think in that sense, it's really disappointing when people have abortions because they're choosing the easy way out. And I think it's amazing to have a child, and it can change your life for the better. And it's just a natural progression of life. People have kids. Even if you don't want to have a child, hey, you have to understand that it's going to happen, and you have to live with it and make the best of it, and it'll probably change your life for the better. And it's sad to see unborn babies being aborted, and they're never going to grow up, they're never going to have a life, they're never going to change their parents' life, and their parents are never going to have the opportunity to raise a child.
Well, I would say my opinion also differs from that. Maybe as a woman, I see it differently. So I kind of support feminism rather largely. So I kind of feel like a woman has the right to choose what she wants to do with her body. And you mentioned that like a woman has to live or somebody has to live with their choice, but the man doesn't have to live with his choice because he doesn't have to go through 9 months of pregnancy and then 18 years of raising a child because at least in poor communities, like the father's more likely to leave, and so then the woman has to deal with that. And with that being said, I did grow up in a Catholic household and I went to an all-girls Catholic high school. So I think over the years I've become more conservative on the issue and I don't like the idea of abortion and I kind of, you know, disagree with it in some respects, but I do understand that people have the right to do what they want with their own body. And many Democrats feel that, you know, a woman should be able to have her own bodily rights and, also, that especially as far as like health care concerns go, that abortion should be included in coverage of health care and, you know, considered a normal like medical practice.